Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Theatrical Shenanigans. As always, I am your host, Rachel Feeney-Williams, and I have a fabulous audio play for you to enjoy this episode, as well as another amazing guest to chat to. So,
Is this the green room? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we're ready for our performance.
Mike, they got just a bowl of just green M&Ms.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes, we're here. Gentlemen, we are the actors.
Gentlemen, I'm very sorry, but the casting has already been filled.
To be or not
really
to be?
Have been informed.
That is a question.
What question is who has let you in here?
Now answer it. Answer his question.
I don't know. You cannot be here. You should not be here. And if you were being polite, you would have knocked before you came in.
Well, we did. It just sounds like you were busy, I guess, and you didn't hear it. But anyway, we are here to act in your wonderful play, and it was cast. Here, I have it right here. Here's your cast list. Take it from my hand.
Oh.
See how it says
right.
Michael
okay.
and Jeremy.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I suppose it does. Have you done this kind of thing before?
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Does that answer your question?
In time gone by, dear. In time gone by.
No, you do you, Jeremy. You do you. That's the kind of skill you get when you hire Michael and Jeremy to do your play and subsequently steal your podcast. Grab it, Jeremy.
Magical Mr. Mustafoli.
You're just staring at yourself in a mirror singing. Stop it. Grab a podcast.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
So sorry, we're just gonna take over. So we've actually already fired your whole team and took over. So now we're gonna be producing our own play today. So just take the weekend off.
Well, that's fine. If you need me, I'll be in the dressing room with a gin and tonic.
Softly, sweetly, mutual masturbation.
What song is that? What is that?
It's from Phantom of the Opera.
There's not a mutual masturbation.
I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying. Is Gerard Butler's version?
Wake what? Up every I think that's day and I'm walking out the door. It's fucking 9 a.m. and I'm making my way back to work again. And every day's the same. 24 hours is good on the train. I never see my check, it all goes to my rent. And every fear left over, that's already spent. I try to fake a smile, but it only lasts a while. I try to fake a smile, but it only lasts a while.
It's 'cause you're poor.
So we are joined by Jake, the architect for this wacky wild ride that we're about to embark on. A play written by Jake, commissioned by Jeremy and I. So Jake, give us some insight into writing these shenanigans.
Hey Jake.
Hey. Oh my God. No, it was just that. It was shenanigans. And I loved it. Because like you can sort of just... whatever comes to you in the moment, you can just be like, that might be funny. I'll just put it in there and see where it goes. And then, you know, like you can, as you're going through an editing, you're like, oh, that's right. I made this joke in scene one. I can refer back to it in scene five. And now I feel like I'm writing my own Deadpool movie, you know, kind of. They always refer back to their own jokes.
Yeah. You did a fantastic job. And just to kind of give people some insight into how this started. So the podcast that we're stealing, they live out and perform people's plays that they submit to this podcast. I put out an APB. I didn't get anything back. And so I needed a play. So I go to Jake, and Jake is like, I am willing and able to make this. So Jake takes the time. He does research on our show. Him and I set up a few meetings. We kind of go over the main points that need to be hit during the episode, and then he just goes with it, and he makes a wonderful, awesome play Very funny. Lots of great jokes. I laugh my ass off every time I would read the new the new version.
Oh, dude, thank you.
So for you, when you're a lot of these jokes that you incorporate, is this just something that you thought that was funny? You're like, I'm going to write this down for later and put it into the episode. Like, how did you get some of these great jokes?
Well, I mean, some of them, a lot of the ones that I wrote down weren't great. Like, I'm pretty lucky 60% of the jokes I probably came up with got in there. But what I like is it's sort of very circumstantial. Like, there's this one bit where, I won't tell too much, but, you know, someone's sort of insulting someone else, and then that person jumps in, and he's like, no, let me finish. And he's like, oh, okay. You know, it's sort of organic. It's not like, here's a joke I've prepared before, knock, knock. You know, it's just, this would be funny if the conversation went this way, or, you know, something like that. And that also makes you feel good, because I'm one of those people who will, like, come up with a joke and then be like, I think I just quoted The Simpsons or Family Guy. And so the fact that, like, I'm not, like, premeditating the jokes, I'm sort of, like, going through the script and saying, oh, wouldn't it be funny if someone just said this and then we just went off on, like, a little tangent there. You know, it's going to be more organic. It's going to be more original.
Situational.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is one of our favorites. Absolutely. So why get into writing?
Writing?
Why do write?
Me do write because me not do English too good and me need get better. No. I think it's something I started when I was probably like 16. I'm 28 now. And then, yeah, it's always something that's just been ticking along in the background. You know, if I was really, really bored one day, or I just came up with an idea out of the blue, mostly like fiction, fantasy, sci-fi, I'd write it down. Would I ever make a novel one day? Possibly. It's one of those careers that you can start when you're like 40 or 50. But I did a lot of music when I was in a band when I was in my early 20s and things like that. And then COVID hit and, the band just couldn't rehearse, couldn't perform. It was like 2 years before we could go back. I don't know if you guys know, but the town I live in, which is not Melbourne, Florida, but Melbourne, Australia.
We're Melbourne buddies.
Yeah, we're Melbourne buddies. And we know how to say it, Melbourne. We don't say Melbourne.
Yeah, we don't say Melbourne. That's weird. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Exactly. I love it. I've never met an American who knows how to pronounce it.
Oh, no, we do the same thing when people come here to Melbourne. They say, do you live in Melbourne?
What?
Like, stop
yeah.
it. Go back to New awful. Jersey.
Yeah. Go back to New Jersey with your coffee. Oh, I really shouldn't do that. You've got readers from those parts of the States, and I'm just bastardizing their accent. I'm sorry.
Destroy them.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize to those dirty New Jerseyans.
They had it coming the whole time.
I love New Jersey, by the way. I go there a couple times a year.
Yeah. So we were in our Melbourne, we had so many lockdowns, and that's where like they're like you can leave your house for 1 hour a day for exercise, and that's and you're not allowed to go like 5 kilometers outside of, 5 kilometers further from your house. I think that's like 3 miles. I think 5 kilometers is 3 miles. So you're like really restricted, and that was during the pandemic, and so yeah. Certainly weren't catching up with bandmates who lived across the state and different suburbs around the city. And we spent, I think of all the cities on earth, we were the most locked down. So I had so much time sitting at home doing fuck all. And eventually Netflix and like Amazon Prime gets boring. So I was like, you know what? I'll just go back into one of these stories that I was writing and... I set myself a goal.
Flesh,
you know what? I'm going to finish a draft of a novel. And it turned out to be this like 100,000 word novel. And I was like, holy shit. I just did that. It wasn't very good. I, gave it to some people some professional editors to appraise it. And they're like, so you got a lot of problems with it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I probably should have studied or like learnt anything about the craft. I had never done so much as like a creative writing course, and then in the last like 24 months I've just been voraciously like reading books on the craft of writing, and there's lots of Save the Cat and Robert McGee. There's so many, or McKee, I think it's McKee. So many books that like people in the writing community would know as like forming the foundations for how to write, doing lots of workshops and attending these online masterclasses and lectures. And yeah, it's like, I feel like I now know what I'm doing. And yeah, I just want to write. I just want to do more of it. I never really believed in a calling. I think I would have been happy like doing any number of things with my life. And look, I've still got a regular job that supports the writing. But yeah, I really feel like writing might be my calling. It's just every minute I spend on it, I love.
I love that.
And we can definitely tell. As our listeners will soon find out listening to this episode, the sweat of your brow will be enjoyed.
Yeah, the little bit of the script that I've gotten through so far, I've really enjoyed.
Yeah. So without further ado, we now present Jake's wonderful play.
Hey, Jake.
That's where we end it.
Well, Jake, what side of the fence of the Israel-Palestine conflict are you on?
I know. Oh, God. Now that's sweat on my brow. Let me just quickly Google your listener base.
You have any inkling about what question we're about to ask you right now? Jeremy, go ahead.
So, Jake, for your own reasons, who's better, Schwarzenegger or Stallone?
So I haven't seen most of the Rocky movies, so I feel like it's not a fair comparison, but I've seen a lot of Schwarzenegger, you know, Total Recall and the Terminators and things like that. So I reckon he's just got so much charisma. The way he delivers lines, he's certainly one of my favorite impressions to do. So yeah, I'm going to go with Arnie.
Boom! And we have a Schwarzenegger.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jake. As someone you found writing as your calling, I would suggest, you said you haven't seen enough of Stallone. I'll accept my loss. But I will say, as a writer, Stallone did write Rocky and Rambo. And if you go back and watch those and give him a chance, give some Stallone. I'm not trying to change your mind. But I think if you
Oh, no, definitely go watch some Sylvester Stallone movies.
Fantastic.
If Sylvester Stallone is fantastic. You should watch more of his movies.
I agree. Yeah, no, nothing against Stallone. Just, you know, it's like I'm trying to compare, like, ice cream with chocolate. They're both great.
Chocolate ice cream?
Ice cream with chocolate?
Or like a chocolate bar?
Or like chocolate ice cream and vanilla ice cream?
No,
I
mean, they're all great.
Let's say chocolate ice cream versus like milk chocolate bars.
Or sherbet.
I think that's what he's trying to go with. They're both great. They both have their place. Yeah.
What about those little cups of Italian ice where like you start eating it and then after Italian, it melts a little bit.
A little cup of Italian stallion?
It melts a little bit and then you flip it over and scrape the bottom side with your little wooden spoon.
All right, without further ado, the play. Oh. Good morning, Jeremy. Dude, it's, you know what day it is, right? It's Christmas, Jeremy! Merry Christmas! Dude, what's wrong?
Fucking Santa. He gave me coal in my stocking again. This is like the third year in a row. I've woken up with nothing in my stocking but coal. He's a fucking hack.
Well, that sucks, man. But, you know what? You can share in my presents from Santa.
What did you get?
I don't know yet. It's gonna be under the tree. Let's go. Come on.
Whoa, that's a lot of presents. Are they all from Santa?
Wow. I mean, they must be. Oh, you know what? Help yourself to half of them.
Half? Are you sure?
Yeah, man. It's not about the presents for me. Christmas is about spending time with those you love.
Love?
I mean, those you love to hang out with.
Right. Oh my God, Michael, look at this.
Is that?
It's fucking coal.
What? Let me open one. What the hell?
See? It's just coal.
What? We haven't been naughty this year, have we?
We kind of stole a lot of podcasts, but stealing doesn't get you on Santa's naughty list. Does it?
I don't think so. I only thought you got on the naughty list for crimes.
Beats me.
Let's try a few more.
My God, they're all coal. All of them.
Maybe stealing podcasts is bad.
Well, what do we do? We can't just do our own podcast.
Well, I mean, we could.
About what? Santa? Cole?
Well, I know a thing or two about Santa. Did you know that it's Coca-Cola who came up with our image of Santa? That's why he's white and red.
Cole? Coca-Cola? Oh my God, it's a conspiracy. Cole, Cola, it's all connected. I bet the Illuminati's behind this.
Jeremy, calm down. Oh, I really regret buying him the subscription to Better Homes and Bunkers.
No, Mike, we have to do a podcast about this. We got to get the message out. We have to wake everyone up, Mike.
I'm going to stop you right there. A podcast about coal? That'd be even more boring than one about, donkey balls.
Well, maybe, but... What the hell was that?
What was what?
That weird sound.
I definitely did not hear a sound.
What? But it was so loud. It came from over there, near that book. I swear it came from... There it is again. It did. It came from the book, Mike.
Dude, are you tripping? I heard literal silence.
No way.
What? What is it?
Check this out.
Dude, you really are tripping. This is blank. Remember when Albert gave it to us in the haunted apartment complex? He said it would lead us to a treasure, but all the pages were blank.
No, it's got writing on it.
Jeremy, it's blank.
No, it says right here, the 20-minute stroll through the streets of Paris had felt like a lifetime.
What? Wait, what? What?
And here it says, lilacs, on sale now, cheap. Then there's all this stuff about a prophecy.
Whoa, Jeremy, can you see writing on the cover too?
Yep, it says, the Journal of Past Jeremy. That's weird.
Your great-great-great-grandfather?
Something like that.
What else does it say?
Some stuff about cliff bars, lunin,
Jeremy, are you okay? Speak to me! Jeremy!
Mike?
Oh, thank God. One second you were holding the book, the next you're having a seizure. I swear, the next time...
The North Pole!
The what?
I had a vision. We have to go to the North Pole, and we have to go now.
Does this have something to do with the coal?
Mike, I saw something. I can't explain it. It was like I was watching someone else's memories.
Oh, you're great, great, great.
We gotta go now. Good thing my Christmas present to you was a hot air balloon.
What?
I know. It's no subscription to Better Homes and Bunkers, but I thought you'd like it. Come see!
You got me an honest-to-God hot air balloon.
Isn't it a beauty? It's called His King the Majesty.
Jeremy, I...
Come on, we gotta go, now.
Wait, just wait a second. You know I'm up for anything with you. But what is going on? Why do we have to go to the North Pole?
Michael, you and I are gonna save Christmas.
Hey, you got any more of those clip bars?
That was the last one.
Damn it. We're going to starve to death up here. I don't know why I decided to come with you on this crazy adventure. We don't even know what we're looking for.
Don't worry. When we get close, the book will tell me more. I know it.
Jeremy, there's nothing below us but miles and miles of ice and snow.
Hey, look, an igloo.
What? Oh, all right, fine. That's one igloo. Wait, are you sure that's an igloo? It just looks like a... Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm taking us down.
What? You can't take us down here. It's a barren ice. Jeremy!
We're going. We're getting. I'm taking it.
You're going to make us.
You're going to make us crash.
You're going to get us straight out of here.
Come here.
Don't look out.
Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Come on. Let's get inside the igloo.
Okay, so it is an igloo, but we're stranded here, Jeremy. Jeremy!
We have the place all to ourselves.
Odd. Who just leaves an igloo lying around in the middle of nowhere?
Psst. Hey, guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Albert?
Albert!
Hey, guys, you made it.
Made it? Here?
Yeah, you followed the clues in the fucking book. I've been here for a month.
I had a seizure to learn all about this. And why was the book blank until just this morning? I What's wrong with an email, dude? You can't drop a pin on Google Maps? There's something?
Hey, man, I can't do everything for you. I'm not your dad.
Albert, you've been super cryptic about all this. I bet you're not even really here again. We're just talking to another one of your robots, aren't we? I knew it. Duh. For once, can you please just fucking tell us straight? What's the goddamn treasure? What's the goddamn treasure you've had us hunting for all year?
All right, all right, all right, all right. I'll tell you. It's the podcast.
Podcast? What podcast?
The podcast.
That's it? Just the podcast? You can't tell us anymore?
That's all I know about it, guys.
The book is communicating with me again.
Ooh, what does it say?
It's... My blood, my progeny, my heir. You must reach the North Pole post-haste. Christmas is in dire jeopardy. The coal man has stolen the golden pod. If he succeeds in unlocking its potential, the light of Christmas will be extinguished forever. The earth will fall under a great shadow whence it may never again emerge.
Well, that made it clearer.
Ah, it's all falling into place now. Come on, we need to hurry.
Oh, that's so cool, a trap door.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? The North Pole's this way. Let's go.
Albert, dude, how long did it take you to make this?
Probably not long, being a robot and everything.
Shh, we're here. Right above this trap door is the North Pole compound.
Okay, so what's the plan? Go in there, guns blazing?
I don't have any guns. Do you?
Wait, the book might have some. Nope, it's all blank again.
It's okay. It'll reveal its knowledge when it's needed.
Fuck it, I'm going out there. Yeah!
Yep, we should probably go after it. Mike, wait up! Michael, wait, what's your plan?
Take hostage, demand answers, find some sort of lab, get the treasure, get home quick, then turn the oven on.
You left the oven on?
I got up early to make your favorite, tofu stuffed with duck, stuffed with chicken.
Oh man, I'm missing out on tofucking.
Wait, Michael, don't go inside, that's where...
Hello, and welcome to the North Pole. My name is Emma. How may I help you? Gentlemen. Are you here as a group?
Yes. Yes. In fact, we're here from the Illuminati.
Oh, God.
That's right. The Illuminati. You probably think we're just a myth, but really...
Ah, yes. I was told to expect you. I have you scheduled for a factory tour tomorrow, yes? Seems you're a day early.
Yes.
No problem, gentlemen. I'll be glad to take you for a tour. Now, follow me, if you please.
Did she just say...
Shh! Just go with it.
First, we have the toy workshop.
Oh, God, what are those things?
Why, these are the elves. They are tireless and obedient workers. The big boss liberated them from their homeland in northern Siberia. Now, in their immense gratitude, they dedicate their time and energy to assisting him.
Assisting him with what?
The manufacture of toys, of course.
The big boss makes toys?
Yes, I know you corporate Illuminati types are strict about the company goals. Control of the world's population and all that. But I assure you, every single toy we make adheres strictly to our indoctrination policies. We wouldn't want the young generation learning to use their imaginations now, would we?
Oh my God. No way. This is really it.
It can't be. Santa's workshop?
Right?
Shh. Stay on the mission, guys.
Excuse me, nice tour guide lady. Will we get a chance to meet the big boss?
I'm afraid not. He's currently on leave. He pulled an all-nighter last night and is enjoying a day of R&R. Now, here we have our second factory, firearms.
Jesus, that's a lot of guns.
Ooh, what does this one do?
Careful. We would not wish to have an accident with one of the nuclear warheads.
Okay.
Oh, look. Plastic explosive. Yoink.
Perhaps we should skip to the narcotics workshop. Or maybe we'll just conclude the tour here.
Guys, we're getting nowhere with this.
Well, where should we be getting with this? We don't know what we're looking for. We don't
ask about R&D.
What? Why?
I don't know. It's where all the cool shit always is. Haven't you ever seen a spy movie?
Does Cars 2 count?
Ma'am, this tour is great and all, but we were actually keen to, tour the R&D department.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you, fine gentlemen, but that area is strictly off-limits. Not even I have clearance to access it. Now, if you'll accompany me back to the reception, I shall escort you out of the North Pole.
Oh, that's okay. We'll just explore around a bit.
I do apologize, but our boss doesn't allow guests to wander unaccompanied.
But we're Illuminati, right? We control everything.
Yes, I'm aware of our company slogan, but as chairman, our big boss has the final say. Now, if you'll kindly...
Whoa.
Michael! Why?
I didn't hit her too hard. She was going to escort us out of here. But we got to go find the golden pod treasure thing, right? So we got to get to R&D.
Quick, Jimmy. Hide the body.
Did you hear what she was saying about the big boss? He runs a toy factory. He does an all-nighter on Christmas Eve. And he has a factory in the North Pole run by elves?
I know what you're thinking. But he also makes guns, drugs, and he just happens to be chairman of the Illuminati, who control everything.
Albert, is this Santa?
I mean, duh.
Well, what do we do now?
We continue with the plan.
Which is...
Weren't you listening? We take a hostage.
So I say to new guy, bullet with cyanide tip is not poison weapon, is bullet. And new guy he say, Sergei, cyanide is poison, but with poison weapons. So I tell him, if I shoot you with 15 cyanide bullets, is not cyanide that kill you, da. Da, you get it. New guy, always problem.
Gotcha! Don't move! Or I'll slice your long, spindly elf throat open.
Mother, I have to go. I call you back later.
Aren't you scared? There's three of us and one of you. And we have a knife.
What do you want? You here to rescue me?
We? What? No, we're not here to rescue you. Why would you need rescuing?
What do you mean? I am prisoner.
What? The elves have you prisoner?
Yet, all us elves are prisoners.
Wait, that receptionist lady said Santa liberated you, and... Oh, God, no, oh, this is one of those times where liberated means the other thing, isn't it?
Duh. Santa, he's not good man. When we make weapon, he tests weapon on us. When we make drug, he tests drug on us. When we prepare for Christmas, he make us dress up like babies, we sit on his lap, up and down he bounces us all day long.
Wait, so this is good? I mean, not that you're a prisoner, but well, sort of that. I mean, the bouncing on his lap part sounds really disturbing, but you hate working for Santa, and we need someone to get us into his R&D department.
R&D? Why? What in it for me?
I still have a knife to your throat?
Ha. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. I welcome death. You have no bargaining chip.
Whoa, this dude is hardcore. Alright, touche. What do you want?
I get you into R&D. You get what you're looking for, then we blow up North Pole.
What? We can't do that. Santa makes toys for billions of kids, and we...
Jeremy, shh. Of course, Mr. Elf, we will definitely blow up the North Pole for you.
Mr. Elf, my name is Sergei. Sergei Elfovich. But okay, we have deal.
We have deal. Great, we have deal. Thank you, Sergei.
I give you this whistle. It's high pitch, like dog whistle. Santa not hear it. You blow on this, all elves hear us. Then we start our glorious revolution.
All right, just don't go starting any glorious revolutions until you hear it.
We will see. Now come, I take you to R&D. What I tell you, here we are.
Awesome, Sergei. Thanks so much. Wow, this underground facility is massive.
Is there a train down here?
Duh, it's high-speed transarctic train.
What's it for?
Amazon deliveries, Uber Eats. What, you think we make everything in-house? You try making curries in this climate.
Fair.
R&D is right here.
Nice. Hey, you coming, Mike?
Yeah, I've just got this funny feeling, like there's a smell in the air, you know?
No way. I thought I smelled something, too.
Yeah, it's like a tangy, kind of fruity, but sort of kind of bitter.
Yeah, like rotten apricots. I've smelled it before.
What? What is it?
Trust the robot not to smell. God, I know it. It's right on the tip of my...
I know what it is. This place smells like a
little bitch.
You fools. You've come so far, but your journey ends here.
Oh, my God. Leonard? I fucking hate this guy.
Leonard, for fuck's sake, just leave us alone. This has nothing to do with you.
Oh, really? That's not what I thought. When I replaced all your presents with coal!
What? You fuck nugget? God, you're such a shrimpy dick, Leonard.
I knew you would.
Hang on. I wasn't finished.
Oh, sorry.
You're a shitty, little, whiny, motherfucking... donkey nut sucking, asshole sniffing,
pants pooping.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Pants pooping, little Grinch.
You're done. Right. Well, I knew you would come straight for the North Pole, so I made a little trap for you.
Oh, God. What the fuck?
You've probably heard of Dasher, Prancer Rudolph, and the others? Well, genetically engineering reindeer. To fly like them took all the might of the R&D department here. We had many divergent results before we succeeded.
Wait, we... You've been working with Santa Claus the whole time?
You figured out that the big boss was Santa all along?
Yeah, we totally figured that out, like, straight away.
Well, you may be smart, but you're not smart enough to escape our hungry mutant reindeer!
Hey, Leonard. Shut up.
Nice one, Albert.
Duh. Hey, Leonard, you better get out of our way, you little, bad dick guy.
Sergei, we need to work on your insults a little bit.
Ow. That one really got through.
No, never mind.
Just for that, I'm gonna sick Thrasher and Blitzer on you first, Elf. Go, Devil Deer! Attack!
Oh no.
Oh god, shit, man.
Damn it, straight for his balls.
I've never seen anything so terrifying before.
Mike, do something. They're coming for us next.
I am so glad that I yoinked this plastic explosive.
Haha, nice.
Hurry, throw it.
I can't. It's so sticky.
Get rid of it, Mike. It's gonna blow.
Albert, I am so sorry.
What?
What?
Sorry, dude. You're the only one here who's not, you know, alive.
Wait, no. You can't. I'm actually...
No!
Jeremy, duck for cover!
Albert, no! Mike, you killed Albert.
Dude, it's fine. He's not real. It's just one of his robots.
I don't care if it's just a robot. You killed an intelligent thinking being.
Oh God.
That's human blood, Mike. Why are Albert's limbs everywhere? Why can I see flesh, bone, and muscle? Oh God.
Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck.
You idiot. You just killed the real Albert.
Oh God. I know he looked realistic, but I just thought he was filled with, you know, like robot cum, like in the Alien movies.
Does this look like robot cum to you? But you didn't even know? You just assumed he was a robot?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're such a fucking douche. He was our only way of knowing what was going on here, and now he's dead thanks to you.
Wait. No, you still have the book, don't you?
For fuck's sake, Mike. A dude, no, a friend, our friend, has just died. He's been murdered by you, and you're thinking about the fucking treasure?
No, I mean...
Here's your fucking book. Just take it. Go get your shitty golden pod. I'm out. Fuck. I had no idea you were such a selfish jackass.
Wait, you're out? What? What do you mean?
I mean, I'm out. I don't want to be the next guy you go kill to get your beloved pod.
Jeremy, I did it to save you.
Uh-huh, sure, dude. Whatever you need to tell yourself to get to sleep at night.
Jeremy, don't do this. We can talk this through.
Bye, Mike.
Dude, Jeremy, please, don't. Jeremy! You son of a bitch.
It worked.
What worked? We killed your rain dicks before they killed us. You lose.
The big boss's plan went perfectly. I was never meant to kill you. I just had to break you up. We both know you can't do this alone. And now... Watcha!
You're such a little bitch. Even your smoke bombs are pathetic.
Shut up.
I'm wasting my time with this asswipe. Come this far, time to head to R&D. Fuck, this place is a maze. Wait, I know what I need. Another hostage. Ha!
Oh God! Please don't kill me!
Just do as I say, and I won't hurt you.
Oh my God! You're one of those humans!
Yes?
Who will start it all?
Start all of what?
The glorious revolution, of course. Sarchi sent us your photo in our WhatsApp chat group. Here, look.
Sergei took a selfie while my knife was at his neck?
Just like you're doing to me now. I've been chosen, just like Sergei.
Yes, you have been chosen, just like the definitely still alive Sergei. You are the chosen one.
Roger.
Roger. Yeah, of course. And in order to begin the glorious revolution, I must first find a special treasure, a podcast. I believe it's here in the R&D department.
I've never heard of it, and I oversee everything we work on in R&D. If anything like that is in the North Pole, it never made it to R&D.
Fuck. Came all this way down here for nothing. Okay, that if some super valuable treasure is in the North Pole somewhere, but it didn't make it to R&D, then where would it be?
There's only one person with a clearance level higher than me.
The big boss?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, do you think you can get me into his office, Robert?
Roger.
Excellent, Roger that.
No, I mean...
You're not getting cold feet on me, are you, Rodney? Remember, you are the chosen one. This is your destiny.
My destiny! All right, follow me. For the revolution! Okay, go. You've only got an hour left before the boss is due back from his spa treatment and mani-pedi.
Mani-pedi? You know what? Never mind. Can you come in and show me where this treasure might be? This office is huge.
Oh, no. I can't go in there. He's elf-proofed the door. If I walk in, then zap! But you're a human. You can sneak in.
Duh. Okay. If I were a megalomaniacal, possibly godly, supersonic sleigh-riding fat guy in a red suit, where would I hide a valuable podcast?
Good luck. Be quick. I'll keep watch outside.
Looking for something?
What the? How did you...
You think I wouldn't notice human troublemakers in my compound? Causing upheaval and inciting rebellion. I have my eye on everyone. I always know when someone is being naughty.
But how did you get back so fast? Rupert said you were...
My elves believe whatever I tell them to believe.
You sick son of a bitch.
Do you know what I like about coal? Coal comes from ancient organisms, dinosaurs, the extinct, the failures. It's a reminder that through time, everything has a purpose. Coal lights our schools and powers your electric vehicles. But with enough time, heat, and pressure, you get diamonds. Worthless overall, but very pretty. And it seems this time, after I've been so generous to the many boys and girls on Earth, finally, someone has brought me a gift.
You want a gift? How about my shoe up your ass? You'll like it. It comes with rapid delivery.
Now that is very naughty.
Ah, what the fuck? Get these chains off me!
You see, I never had the golden pod. What I needed was the book. The same book you've got in your bag there.
Ha! Well, joke's on you. The book can only be read by Jeremy, since it belonged to his ancestor, past Jeremy.
Is that right?
Stop it! Now! Get out of there!
And what else do we have here? Not only have you bought me the book, you also keep a nice little time stone on you. Fancy that. This will be a Christmas to remember. My, this is too perfect.
You can read the book?
A little Christmas magic goes a long way. Oh, Past Jeremy, you old fool. You sought to destroy the golden pod so that no one else could ever find it. But look what it says here. I saw a blur rush past just as the pod was about to hit the crashing waves. It zipped up to face me, hovering in the air. An elderly man, dressed all in red, clothes fit for cooler temperatures. He was in a sleigh, being led by menacing, horned, demonic-looking creatures. He laughed through his teeth. Ho, 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 ho! Winked and flew over the horizon in an instant.
It was you. You do have the golden pod. You stole it from past Jeremy.
No, my dim-witted friend. That will be me, for I have your time stone now. And the book has just given me the exact time and location where past Jeremy throws the golden pod off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
Time to get my sleigh.
Lousy, selfish Michael. I honestly wouldn't care if I ever saw him again.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say about someone.
Oh, God, who's there? I thought this carriage was empty. Oh, my God, a snowman. An actual snowman. There's a snowman on this train.
Excuse me. I am no snowman.
Oh, God, look at your,
Exactly. I have snow titties. Therefore, I'm a snow lady.
Yep, of course. Snow titties. How rude of me. The top hat totally suits you, too.
Why, thank you. Now, I couldn't help but overhear that.
Sorry. Still processing that there's an actual talking snowman, snow lady sitting on a... Wait, where are your arms?
Who needs arms when you have compassion?
Fair. One more question. It's warm on this train? Like, it's toasty in here? How are you not... melted.
Oh, well, that's simple. I'm actually made of cocaine.
Sorry?
Yep. 90% cocaine, 10% snow.
Of course, silly me. Why wouldn't I be talking to a compassionate, busty, armless snow lady who's made mostly of crack? Those R&D people are into some messed up shit.
Exactly. Now what's got you so down in the dumps?
So Mike yoinked this plastic explosive, right? And he tried to throw it at the...
Hey, everybody. Future Michael here. Just wanted to tell you about our band of the week, Making Friends, with their song ATM off of their record Fine Dying. A fantastic album. I highly recommend that you put it on and just listen to the whole thing straight through. Fantastic record. Just saying. They did a really good job. We're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. Go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, and download a module to play with your friends. I'm currently playing some Dungeon Studios content in a new campaign, and I'm having a ton of fucking fun. I highly recommend you guys check that out. Go to our website, majizzypod.com, MJSYPOD. Go to the shop there and pick yourself up a sticker or a magnet to help out the show. This fucking episode you're listening to, I think combined is about 100 hours. 100 hours of work went into this episode between everybody involved. So support the show, please. All right, bye.
So then Albert exploded and I had no idea we have so many intestines inside of us. The room was just covered in them.
Fascinating! I don't know what intestines are.
What? Oh, right, I forgot you're a snow lady. A 90% cocaine snow lady.
Yes, and it sounds to me like you've had a little disagreement, you two.
A little disagreement? Were you listening? He killed one of our friends without thinking twice about it.
It sounds to me like you're making this into a bigger problem than it is.
What, murder? A problem? No.
Sounds to me like it's no problem at all.
What? Can you hear that? There's like a little musical thingy.
Tit for tat. If a tis where you're at, then it's no problem. If you've had a spat, I've got no titties for that. So step up to the bat, cause it's no problem. Friends stay together till the end. Any weather you had better believe, my friend Jeremy, that Michael loves you and he'll always be true. So stick like glue.
You know, I've only just met you.
But you know that it's true, you said, dear, he and you are a team, you and he shall be Santa's machine, but I claim that you seem not so keen to redeem him.
He killed Albert, you know.
It seems he saved you, though.
My God, you're right. At the end of the day, he was just trying to keep me alive.
Uh-huh. It's much of a problem. You could say it's...
snow problem?
Yes!
Friends stay together till the end, any weather. I had better believe cocaine. Snow lady, that Michael loves me, and between us our scheme will defeat Santa's evil regime. Well, thank you, Snow Lady. Mostly cocaine, you maybe you have made my heart soften.
Hey, Snow Problem.
Fuck, 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 fuckity, fuck, fuck. God damn that jolly, maniacal fatso with a great manicure. If I hadn't come here, I wouldn't have given Santa the book or the time stone. Jimmy was right. I'm such a fucking idiot. Jeremy. I gotta find Jeremy. Fuck! Fuck. I could really use that glorious revolution right now. Wait. Sergei's whistle. Yeah, almost. Just gotta... Got it! How do I know if it worked? I can't even hear it. Okay.
Viva the revolution!
Roger!
Let's blow this beach up!
Roddy. Calm down. I need you to get me out of here.
Come on, we're gonna raid the narcotics workshop. Hey, you there! Give me that!
What's that?
We've had this place rigged to blow for ages. We've been waiting for this day for so long! Goodbye to our workshop! Goodbye, cafeteria! Goodbye, train tracks!
Train tracks? Wait, no!
Thank you, Snow Lady. I didn't realize. I was just so mad at Mike, I didn't see that he was trying to protect me. He's not selfish. He just had to make a tough call. He really does care about me.
Yep. And there's nothing like a song to...
What's that noise? Duh! Did we just crash?
I think so. Help me get this door open. It won't budge!
Stand back. Oh shit, now the snow's coming in.
Oh god! I'm buried underground!
It's okay, the snow is soft. I can dig my way out.
Well, that hardly got us anywhere. You made it like 12 inches through the snow, and you'll look like you'd die of exhaustion. You could be dozens of feet underground. You're gonna need more than just your arms.
Well, can't you help? Oh, right. No arms.
Sorry.
It's just, I haven't got the energy for this. I could get us through if only I had...
What? Only had what?
Okay, come on, Jeremy. You got this. This is what you've been training for.
Jeremy? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh boy, this is not gonna be easy.
Oh, note to self. Next time I start a revolution, make sure I'm outside the building that the elves are trying to blow up.
And now to die in a glorious blaze for the revolution!
Rory, no!
Mikhail, I don't understand. This is our fate! To die so that a new generation of elves might... I don't know... Start a reunion! Maybe get free medical and dental and... Oh! On-site parking!
Just put the detonator down!
No! I will die gloriously! They will erect a statue of me in the new break room! I will be remembered! I will be...
What the fuck? Jeremy! You came back! And you know karate!
Yeah, so the Snow Lady sang me a really cool song, and I realized that I might have been hasty and getting angry at you for killing Albert because you just did that to protect me. And I should have focused on that, and she really had some nice snow titties, and I don't actually know karate. I'm just really full of pain, so it's easy to do a flying kick to the...
Whoa. Slow down. I have like a million questions, but I can't think about anything other than, where did you get that top hat?
I got it from the snowman that I snorted.
You snorted a snowman.
Snow lady, didn't I mention the titties? I think I mentioned snow titties. Well, actually, she was the first one to mention the snow titties, so I feel like I'm not just being sexist by mentioning the snow titties.
How do you snort a snowman, lady? Whatever, wouldn't you just get brain freeze?
No, you see, that's the beauty of it. She was actually mostly made of cocaine.
Oh,
mostly
God.
Made of cocaine.
Jesus.
And so the train kind of went, and then we were all like, ah! And I was like, I gotta dig this out. But I like ran out of energy because there was like so much snow that I collapsed inside. And then I.
Whoa, right. Okay, so you dug yourself out, but how did you get back here?
I ran.
What? You ran?
That's what I said. You need to get your hearing checked out. In fact, this is not the first time I thought you'd misheard something that I've said. In fact, the first time...
Dude. Okay, that was like a half-hour high-speed train ride in the opposite direction. How are you going to run that fast all the way back to Santa's complex?
I...
Take a deep breath before you speak.
It was like a whole snow lady's worth of cocaine.
Oh. Well, I gotta say, I'm really glad you came back. You got here just in time. You saved my life.
Just like you saved me. I'm sorry I yelled at you for that. I love you, buddy.
Aw, well, I love you too. Yeah. Wow, you're like...
Yeah, I'm super fired up. Like, whoa! Whoa! Ah!
Ah! It's Russell. He's awake. Quick, destroy the detonator!
He's okay. I'm ill again. Yes.
Dude, what happened to you? You went like all Les Miserables on me.
You want me to kick him again? I really want to kick
something. No, it's fine. It's fine. He's back. But dude, it's like you flipped a switch.
Well, that's kind of exactly it. See this?
Oh God, that thing's in your brain? Are you like a cyborg or something?
I always wanted to meet a Terminator. Exterminate. Exterminate.
I'm just gonna ignore that.
It's an obedience chip. Everyone here has one. It regulates my behavior. Somehow it must have switched from obedient to disobedient. A friend's kick to my head switched back.
Did you say obedient to disobedient?
Yeah.
Raphael, does Santa have one of these chips by any chance?
Yeah, the Illuminati installed one in his brain to control him.
Control Santa?
You don't know. Santa was invented by the Illuminati as the ultimate tool to control everyone. By giving presents to good kids and coal to bad kids, they can indoctrinate every child on Earth into propagating cancel culture. If people police each other's behavior, then there can't be any more Hitlers, any more Saddam Husseins. They'd all be canceled before they even built a follower base. That was the theory, at the least.
But what happened?
The Illuminati held a Christmas party to celebrate the creation of Santa. But the Samas had spilled their drink on Santa's cheap, and it malfunctioned. He went from obedient to disobedient in a second. He went ho 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 and then mo 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 down the entire leadership team. An overnight coup. Now he runs the whole organization.
Santa overthrew the leadership of the Illuminati? That was never mentioned in Better Homes and Bunkers.
Really? They were all over it in Lizard People magazine.
Ah, oh, Mike, you subscribed me to the wrong one.
I
I just cannot tell you how unimportant that is right now. Okay, Rowan, you're a techie R&D guy. If we knock out Santa, do you think you can fix his chip?
Roger.
Great. Let's take it to the man. Yeah!
Okay, Ronald, if Santa's back from the past with a magical podcast something or other that can control the world, where would he be?
The broadcast room. That way. I'll tell the elves not to destroy it.
All right, I'll go get Jammy.
Finally, the golden rod is mine. At last, total control. People of the Earth, hearken to me.
Jesus, I'm glad you weren't Snow Lady level coked up when you were pissed off with me.
Yeah, suck my jingle balls, Santa. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's my birthday. Oh, hey, Mike. Pastor Jeremy's book is right here. And your time stone, too.
Ruth, Santa's unconscious. Go now!
Ruth isn't even a man's name.
God, I really hope this works.
Hey, what's this golden microphone looking thing?
That must be the golden pod.
This is the treasure we came here for? What does it do?
Well... Classic Michael. He knows nothing of the future. Oh. God, not this douche again.
Whoa, Mike, there's two of you.
Yeah, this happens when you own a time stone. This is future Michael. Just don't say anything about gray hairs. I heard that! What do you want? Same thing I always want. I want to stop you from fucking up my life. What's in it for me? Look, you've got to figure out what to do with the golden pod. No one can ever use its power.
Well, how do we get rid of it? As long as there's a time stone, someone can always go back in time and then just steal it from the past.
How did I know this dumbass would show up without any idea what to do? Hey, I'm not a dumbass. And you knew I would show up because you're future me. You've been in my spot before.
Oh, God. There's three of you, Mike.
Ah, yes. I am future Michael. And I'm here not just because regular future Michael is a lonely weirdo without a girlfriend who can't do anything right, but because I have a plan to ensure the golden pod can never be used by anyone ever again.
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Ah, indeed. I'm so jealous. I hate you so much.
Wait, but isn't future Michael just gonna turn into future Michael eventually?
Hurry, tell us your plan, oh wise future me. Ah, yes. Well, we take the golden pod to the past. Quick, take Santa's equipment and the time stone.
No, I don't get it. If we take it to the past, then someone can just go back and get it.
No, wait. I think I understand. Me. It's like we're telepathically linked somehow.
Who's there?
Oh, God. He's awake. And I haven't finished fixing his chip yet.
Fuck. Okay, Michael. I got this. Still got plenty of Snow Lady energy left. Roger and I will take down Santa. You go do whatever the timey-wimey plan is.
At least someone remembers my name.
No, Jeremy, I'm not leaving you. I lost you once. I don't want to risk it again.
It's okay, bro. You're not leaving. I know you'll always come back. Now, as for you, you big... red coal-sucking son of a bitch, you may run the Illuminati, but let's see how you fare against a whole snowman's worth of unbridled karate power. Hiya!
How are you so quick?
Okay, let's see. Time stone, check. Book, check. I'll just grab one of these voice modulators Santa has. All right, future Michaels, this is. Come with me.
Good luck, Jeremy.
And then you've got to say, oh, wait, I'll just say it.
And whom would you call friend?
Yes, good. And then it says here that Pastor Jeremy will then respond with,
I don't know, I got a couple buddies back home. There's Mike. Jeff, he's pretty... I got lots of friends. You want to be my friend?
Good. And once they've recorded all of these, Past Jeremy will complete the trials and retrieve the golden pod. Yep, I follow you. Then he throws it off a cliff, at which time Santa arrives from the future with my time stone, steals the pod, and then returns to the future. Yes, the same future where we just stole the golden pod back off of him, and then the three of us go back in time to now to deliver it to Past Jeremy, who then gives it to Santa, and so the loop goes on forever. Right, just one problem. Someone can still use the time stone to go back in time and then take the golden pod. No, but see, they can't. Or at least, they don't. We know that they don't. My past self is correct. If anyone at any point in the future went back to steal the golden pod, we'd already know about it. It would have happened in the past already. It would be in Past Jeremy's journal. Exactly. We do this, and we close the loop permanently. The golden pod will go between the past and the future forever, and no one can touch it. The space-time continuum won't allow it.
Wow. I gotta say, you guys aren't half bad.
We're all not half bad. Oh, all right, Mies. Let's hug it out. Let's hope Jeremy's holding his ground against Santa.
Keep going.
Stop hitting yourself.
Ow. Give me one more.
Stop hitting yourself.
Ow.
Almost. Lifty Lucy.
Stop hitting 30. Yourself.
Ow.
There.
All right, I'm back. Santa, you asked for this.
Wait, Michael, stop.
Did you...
Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Hello.
Hi, I, suppose I should bring you up to speed on all the...
No need. I saw it all. All the coal. All the suffering. My Kalashnikov blowing the heads off of the Illuminati leaders.
You were conscious through all that? With your chip set to disobedient?
It was like I was riding the sleigh, but someone else had the reins. You catch my meaning? Anyway, thank you both. And my loyal R&D elf, Redinger, here. You'd never do anything to betray me.
You might not want to look outside, sir.
Huh? Oh, well. I suppose this place was in need of a restructure anyway.
What are you gonna do, Santa?
Things were simpler when it was just me and my workshop. No guns, no drugs, no enslaved elf folk. I think it's time to return to better days.
And no more coal?
No more coal. It's a thing of the past anyway. Especially with all these electric cars nowadays. Let coal stay buried and dead. But I do think there is a present that I owe you two for all your trouble.
Thanks, but I'm good.
What?
I'm good. Look, yes, I was pretty pissed off to find all the coal under the tree and no presents. But the truth is, I've had the best Christmas ever. And it was all thanks to being able to share it with my best buddy in the whole world.
Are you talking about me or the snow lady you snorted?
Yep. Now, how do we get out of here?
Well, I'd be honored if you borrowed my sleigh. I'll even lend you Rudolph to help guide you through the smoke.
Sorry, the, landing platform kinda got destroyed in the revolution.
Oh, shit. How are we gonna get home?
Hey, psst.
Holy fucking shit. Where did you... Albert!
Hey, fellas.
You're alive! Oh my god, I'm so relieved I can just about hug you. What the...
Oh, you're a robot. Again.
Well, not exactly. My investments in technology skyrocketed this year. Yes, you may have blown up the organic me, the flesh and blood kind, but my consciousness has been connected to the cloud for months now. I'm no longer just Albert. I'm a biotechnological, multicorporeal, hive mind consciousness.
How?
Welcome to the future, bitches.
And a bright future I think it will be, for everyone.
Right. But, as for the getting home...
Like I said, welcome to the future.
my god! No fucking way! You could transform?
I don't know whether to puke or celebrate.
Come on, hop in me.
Wow! I'm inside my friend. This isn't weird.
Okay, Albert, how do we make you go?
Just grab the gear stick and put it into drive.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Rhonda. Good luck preparing Christmas for next year.
Well, that's the end of another adventure.
You guys did well. I'm real proud of you. In the wrong hands, the golden pod would have meant disaster for the whole planet.
Well, Albert, you are by far the coolest biotechnological human car hybrid person I've ever met.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Thanks. For two mere meat sacks, you guys are pretty awesome yourselves. Now, time to get you home.
Hey, Albert, when you transformed into a car from your human shape, which part of you became the gear stick?
Wow, Jeremy. Back home, and Jeremy, did you leave this present? This is not one of the presents that was left here before. Is this your present to me?
Yep.
There's two presents here. One says me and one says you. I didn't get you the one that has your name on it.
I don't know where these came from, Mike.
No? Okay, let's open them up. Mine's got like a cassette tape in it. Yours has got like, it looks like a pretty heavily taped like envelope or something. Here, while you're getting that open, I'm going to play the tape.
Christmas Steven is outside. He is Christmas Steven.
Oh, fuck. That's weird.
Mike, it's a note.
What does it say?
It says, see you next year.
Oh, fuck.
A Very Majizzy Christmas, written by Jake Coleman. Produced and edited by Michael Riley. Sound engineering by Michael Riley. Starring Jeremy Ragsdale as Jeremy, Michael Riley as Michael, Josh McGinnis as Albert, Sophia Stefanovich as Emma, Tim Roberts as Sergey, The Upright Man as Roger, Keith Hubbs as Santa, Hannah Stoltz as Mrs. Blowman. The song Snow Problem, lyrics by Jake Coleman, scored by William Lanham. Check out William's YouTube channel. That's William Lanham Music, L-A-N-H-A-M. He's got a lot of great stuff there. He does a great job. Thank you, William. William Lanham, also as Christmas Steven.
I love you, Jeremy.
I love you too, Mike.
I love you, Jake.
Love you, Jake.
Oh, I love you, Michael. Love you, Jeremy.
Peace.
Bye. Wow, what a crazy ride. I didn't think that it would be so easy to save Christmas.
Holy shit.
So here's your podcast back, Rachel.
I'm exhausted.
It's been to the North Pole.
So I heard. I'm glad you haven't actually broken anything.
I don't think so. Actually, we should leave.
Just Jeremy, a leg.
it's like just, playwright humor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Break a leg. Why do they say, hey Rachel? Why do they say break a leg when
for when you're?
I asked Rachel.
Okay. I was in theater too.
I believe it's a superstition thing. I don't know the inner details of it.
All right, Jeremy, please enlighten us. Rachel wants to know too now.
Well, so when you bow on stage, right, you bend your leg back behind you,
mm-hmm.
and the louder they clap and the longer they clap, the more you bend down. So they're saying break a leg as in, like, you know, put your leg all the way back. Because you're getting a grand applause.
So it's a hyperextension of the knees.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's your podcast. Mm. It's mostly fine. Don't look at it too hard until we leave.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome. We are just so polite.
Everyone's been so nice about us stealing their shit lately.
I know, gentlemen. We are gentlemen.
Speaking for myself, it's the British way of things, unfortunately.
Well, I like it.
It must be where Canada gets it from.
It's respect. Mutual respect. Don't say it.
Not again, please.
I mean, we could.
About what? Santa? Cole? Just gonna name things in the room? Posters? Alcohol? And here it says, lilacs on sale now. Cheap.
Gotta do that again. He did a really great job.
Yeah.
Hey, Leonard. Oh, my fucking dogs are barking. God damn it.
You're such a fucking douche. He was our only way of knowing what was going on here.
You gotta start again.
Why?
This is supposed to, because you're laughing. It's supposed to be like a really intense moment where we split up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cream always rises to the top. All right.
All right. Do you want to do just like another sound that you'd like as an alternative?
What's the point? Why are you so quick? Why am I doing a Woody Woodpecker laugh?
I don't know. So do you want to be like, chitty chitty bang bang? I don't know.
No, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
That's pretty good.
Oh man, my chair. Listen. Fuck. Just grab the gear stick and doop it, derp.